Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, it is summer love, and we are having a blast because the summer love happened so fast. Here we go, people. We are live, kinda. Listen here. This is our second installment of Summer Love 2016, How to Make a Clean Escape. Breaking up, How to Make a Clean Escape. All right, Rachel, what did you think of the intro music? Are you down with the hip hop beats to start the show?
Oh,
are you
yeah.
in the zone?
Absolutely.
Cool.
You sound like you don't believe me.
Yeah, I feel like I don't believe you either. But
I grew up dancing, so I like a lot of different kinds of music, especially music I can dance to. So hip hop has always been cool with me.
Oh, grew up dancing. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You know you're supposed to take, like, some of your outside skills to the stage. Are you going to, like, make some material?
I haven't danced on a stage, like, real, like, dancing since I was probably over 10 years ago. So I would not feel confident in my professional dancing skills. But as a kid into teenager, I did a lot of dancing and recitals and competitions and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's always a breath of fresh air to see the white girl in the hip-hop dance crew who vibe into the hip-hop beat with better rhythm than half the black girls.
Well, we were from New Jersey, so, I mean, it was probably mostly – well, it was pretty mixed.
Right.
Group. So.
Gotcha.
To me,
so,
it's either you just learn, you learn, or you don't learn. I don't know.
you learn, or you don't learn. That's how it goes. You learn or you don't learn. One, you sink or you swim. You learn or you don't learn.
Exactly.
I think you learned. Yeah. So. This is Summer Love. This is our Summer Love series. I want to say that I want to keep America in prayer. And I'm very much still thinking about and still grieving over the events of last week. And I definitely want to say that our hearts are still with the 7 victims of last week and those who were injured. So we want to we want to keep praying for our country because we're not talking about it on this show. Hopefully this will give you some relief from the world and from everything that's happening. We talked about it last week, and we are constantly talking about it on my morning show. But as for right now, we're getting away. We're getting away from it, and we're having fun doing so. I'm going to reveal the 2 winners of the People's Choice Summer Love Topics next week. So next week you'll know the 2 People's Choice winners. And next week will be our Summer Love Phone Blast. So we will have a bunch of fun having the phone Summer Love Phone Blast. You guys can call in. Everybody can call in. And today for this Breaking Up episode, we have our special guest, Matt McCusker, who will be joining us soon. And we have more than a special guest. Because I know some of you may still be confused, because the voice you hear is the voice of our special co-host, the other voice you hear, obviously, Miss Rachel Fogletto. Oh, yeah, Miss Rachel Fogletto, my special co-host. That's right. Matt McCusker was on the Eric Terrell Show last season on the episode Guess Who's Coming Home to Dinner about interracial dating, and Rachel Fogletto was on the Eric Terrell Show last year as well. She was a special guest as well on the episode, Can Friends Have Sex? And I appreciate you joining us one more time as special co-host, Rachel.
Happy to be here. Yeah. I had a fun time
last
time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be cool. This is going to be cool. Now, first of all, let me say, as we begin, it's funny. I read an article on datingadvice.com by a guy named Hunt Etheridge, and he said that breaking up is not a time to hurt, but a time to heal. And I thought that was good. I thought that was very, very poignant, that breaking up is an opportunity to move on, not an opportunity to regret, not an opportunity to feel sorry or feel like you've missed out or you've done something wrong. But especially if you're young, breaking up can be seen as the beginning of your relationship success. You've got to continue to look at it that way. When I read those words behind Etheridge, I thought about Kevin Hart when he said that, you know, he had a divorce and that they're friends now, in reference to him and his ex-wife. You know, I got a divorce, but we're cool. It was a good divorce. We're friends. And when I heard Kev say that, I'm thinking, wow, that can happen. I had no clue that you could just break up and be all right, that everything can just be cool. But that's something that I now know. But we can't deny the fact that breaking up is the worst. It hurts many times. It sucks. We can't get around that. And there's no way to act like it's not going to hurt. I heard someone say that there's never a mutual breakup. Somebody always wanted to stay. And I think that's true 95% of the time, because there's always, you know, those times when the person wanted to break up but didn't really know how to say it until the other person said it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I do want to break up. Yeah, let's do that. That would be a mutual breakup. But I don't believe that happens often. I think 95% of the time, one person did want to stay, which is why breaking up sucks, because someone's got to get dumped.
Right.
Someone's getting dumped. Someone's going to be like, damn, I just got dumped. Am I really getting dumped? I just got dumped. And it hurts to get dumped, for one, because you wanted to stay, maybe, and also because you may just be confused as to why you're getting dumped. The story just doesn't add up. You're wondering how honest your partner was being, and exactly what the breakup is happening for. It can be such a confusing period. But we'll take care of that topic in 2 weeks when we do our episode about if my relationship fails, is it me? That's when we'll talk about getting dumped. But today we're going to talk about this other person. We're going to talk about the dumper, okay? And this is the second reason why breaking up is the worst, because one person gets dumped and the other person's got to be the dumper. And I know... I've never heard of it either until just now. I'm teaching myself words. The dumper, and I know the dumped usually doesn't care about the dumper half the time. They're like, well, to hell with the dumper. A lot of you people listening are thinking, you know, to hell with them. I don't care about the dumper. Who cares about the dumper? You know, the dumper doesn't matter. It's all about the dumped. This is the person who we need to console. But I think only one who has had to go through dumping can really empathize with the dumper. It's hard for the dumper, and that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the dumper. How do you make a clean escape? Now, before Rachel and Matt weigh in, I'm just going to say that I believe that you've got to know, and this is mostly for men, because I think men do most dumping. Women obviously do a lot of dumping.
I don't know about that.
yeah, but women dump better. men do more sloppy dumping. Other than ghosting, I think, Rachel, I think you guys ghost. You guys do your share of ghosting. Go ahead.
It just depends on the level of maturity in a relationship, but go on.
Right. Cool. I think this goes for fellas mostly, but I suppose women too, maybe. And then we'll get into that, Rachel. You've got to know going in, I feel. I feel like you've got to know how you're going to get out going in. You've got to know how you're going to end it. Unless something happens in the middle of the relationship that makes you think that you don't want the relationship anymore, then you should have known going in, and you should have been honest about it. A lot of the women I date, I tell them, hey, I'm moving to New York. So I don't know if we'll be dating at that point, but I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to have to go. So
right.
That could be a reason that we would have to break up. So I'm just letting you know going in that's how,
mm-hmm.
that's most likely how I'm going to have to get out of this relationship. But I think
that's
breaking
fair.
Up. Yeah. And I have more reasons and tips, and we'll get into the article that I sent you, Rachel. But before we do that, I'll let you go ahead and so we can get to our special guest. What do you think?
Well, what do I think about the article, or just generally what you
said? How do you make a clean escape?
I think you know, the article said some of this too, but I think no matter like how long you've been with a person. Like from what you said, just be honest. Like you even said going in, it's like, I'll go in and be like, hey, this is a thing in my life that I'm going to do. So that way that person has all the information. It still might hurt them. You know, you might get into a relationship. They might think maybe he won't go to New York, you know, which can happen. You know, people have like false ideas of what the relationship will turn into once you're together. But I think that if you're just as honest as possible, which I think is the hardest part about dumping a person, is because you know you're going to have to hurt. If they don't feel the same way you do, you're going to have to hurt them. Because it generally means they're more invested in the relationship than you are. So, and I think we've all been dumped before. So if you've been dumped or if you've been rejected, you know what you're doing to that person. If you have any kind of empathy, you know, I'm a very empathetic person. So the times I've had to break up with someone I actually cared about, it was hard because I was like, I don't want to hurt this person. I care about them. But then it comes to a point where you're a bigger piece of shit if you stay with a person that you don't really want to be with. You're actually hurting
you
them
are.
More, and you're hindering their growth. And I'm assuming you mean like a longer-term, more serious relationship. Like, I feel like the ghosting thing, that's more of like a casual relationship thing. I think if you ghost out a serious relationship, you're just a sociopath, probably. But men or women, that's kind of shitty. Like, if we've been together a year and you just stop talking to me, I'm like, all right, that's shitty. But if you've been hanging out for a month, maybe I'd be like, oh, well, that sucks, but, you know, I didn't spend that much time with that person.
Yeah, you deserve to get hit by a car. If you're in a long-term relationship and you ghost, yeah, well, you deserve to really become a ghost. You deserve to to lose your life. That's definitely psychopathic. Now, when I say you should know going in, I just mean if there's any reason that you would have to break up, that you know going in, you have to say that. Now, many relationships, you don't find out a reason that you would want to break up until you're in the relationship. And you're
sure.
Like, oh, you know what?
Sure.
This, right. This isn't going to work out for this reason. Now, I think breaking up should be hard for only one reason. It should be hard because the dumped is going to miss the dumper. And that's why it should be hard for both.
You know, they might go back and think that they make a mistake. Not
as much.
That.
Right.
Yeah, probably not as much.
Right. They'll miss them. They'll miss them too. But any other reason, I believe, a breakup should not be hard. You know what I mean? I feel like if it's hard for any other reason, it's because bad communication, meaning secrets or lies, came into play within the relationship at some point, which is making it difficult for many other reasons that have to do with transparency.
Well, if you're breaking up with someone, you might break up with someone because you're having a bad relationship. You know, if you're having a bad relationship based on dishonesty, then, yeah, you're going to have a terrible breakup. But I think that's just a result of the things that were happening in the relationship. It might not be easy to have a clean adult breakup if there's been some issues going on.
I don't have as much relationship mileage as I think you have. I definitely see not many reasons that it should be hard. If you're honest all the way throughout, when dishonesty comes into play, that makes breaking up not only more necessary, but more difficult. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do about it once the dishonesty has happened, once the secrets and lies have come into play. Then, you know, you can't recover. You can't fight back that battle. But it's something you have to attack head on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of experience with bad breakups, so I can tell you that when there's usually the decline of a relationship is because things have been happening that aren't so hot. So when the initial break, you can recover from a bad breakup and be friends, but you kind of have to like not be around each other for a minute. But a lot of times the breakup is awful because there's been shit going on leading up to the breakup. So I can say that. Kind of hard to have a calm talk about that.
Right. Yeah, it's going to sting. It's definitely going to sting. Now, I think there's one reason that breaking up, or let me say this. I think there's one reason for breaking up that's impossible to be honest about. And maybe I'll wait till later in the show to reveal that. But I think breaking up will always be hard for one particular reason that many people don't see and many people don't discuss, and it'll always be confusing for that reason, because the dumped will never know exactly why they were dumped. And I'm not talking about cheating, but maybe I want to wait. I'm gonna say it at one point. But at the end of the day, you just gotta be real. Be freaking real. That's all it comes down to. Don't lie. Don't sugarcoat. If you've never been real a day in your life, this is the day to be real. Be as real as you can possibly be, and the escape will be as clean as it can possibly be. Now, my special guest, Rachel Fogletto. We know him well. We love him. Our friend and our colleague. Okay?
Yeah.
My man. That's right. I've got two of my favorite colleagues, two of my favorite fellow stand-up comedians joining me today on the show. And my special guest is Matt McCusker. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? What's up, Rachel?
Hey.
What's happening? How you feeling?
Pretty good. Not too bad. How about you?
All good. We all good. Me and Rachel were getting into it here. We're having a good time.
I heard.
Yeah. So and you're my special guest for a special reason, Mr. Matt McCusker. Yeah. if you want to reveal that reason, then you can reveal it. But I'll leave that up to you. So now, first of all, how do you think, if possible, a clean escape can be made, my friend?
I mean, it all depends on the person, you know. Some people hear they're getting broken up with, and they're like, all right, well, this is over. And they don't want nothing to do with you. And some people just think that they can, like, alter the universe and keep you in their life no matter what. It all depends on the person. But like you were saying before, you just got to be honest. If you try to sugarcoat it, it just extends it longer and longer. You know?
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How do you feel about ghosting? Me and Rachel mentioned ghosting. Do you think in any point is that ever an acceptable an acceptable thing, or have you ever done it been the recipient
that's
of ghosting?
For the dumper, that's the best way to do it, but it's just horrible for the other person. So
definitely.
That was my move. Back in my early 20s, I was a heavy ghoster. And it's the best.
Yeah,
it's the best thing you can do.
In your early 20s.
It's way better. Yeah, it's way better than breaking up. It's just horrible to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so easy.
It sucks if you have, like, a conscience, you know?
Yeah, it's so mean. It's so
but
mean.
But if you're
to
just,
do.
Like, hooking up with someone, is it, like, I feel like you don't really owe them that much response. Like, when I think of, like breaking up, I think of like a relationship where you've like talked about stuff and you're ghosting, I think like, oh, we've been like hooking up for a few weeks and now I'm just going to stop texting you. I kind of feel like, well, if you haven't really had any conversation about what you are, like ghosting is okay because neither one of you have like talked about it. So like you can't really expect anything from that person.
Yeah, I mean, but still,
I'm glad
all you have to do is text someone to say, hey, I don't want to do that anymore. Sorry, later. That's all you owe. I mean, you can do it.
I guess.
Not like the end of the world, but like just now anymore.
I used to ghost a lot, too.
Yeah, I ghost a lot. It's literally the best thing you should do, but it's so mean to do. So all you got to do is text someone and say, hey, I don't want to do that anymore. And they'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And you'll say, okay, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's done.
I think silence is all the answer you need. If that person stops texting you back, that's.
Yeah,
you know.
But. Some people aren't like some people are like Indiana Jones when it comes to this shit, and they think they can like swing in through like a window and get you back, and it's like, yeah, no.
Rachel, I'm so glad you kind of made a pass for ghosting just now. I'm so happy. Now
yeah,
not in a long term relationship, we know we know it's not okay. But I just feel like you gave me a green light for less than a month. I'll say less than a month, a few months. Ghosting is only if, like you said, you haven't really discussed the two of you being anything. Then definitely. The two worst ways I think to break up, especially for long term relationships, are ghosting and the text breakup. The text breakup has a lot of infamy attached to it as well. And I know you said, Matt, you know, you can just shoot her a text and be like, yeah, I don't do this anymore. A lot of women are really up in arms about the text breakup. They think that that you owe them much more than that. And so you're saying you don't, or there's a certain level of intimacy that has to happen.
Then once you're face-to-face, now you're dealing with someone crying potentially. So now you're altering my thoughts with your emotions, and sometimes crying for either side, you know, if a guy's crying or a girl's crying. Now in my head, I'm like, oh, no, don't stop crying, and I'll just sign up for another 3 months just out of pity. And so that's a bad move.
Nice. Another 3 months out of pity.
Like, what kind of relationship, though? Like, if you're in, like, you're in a long term, like I said, if we've been together, like, over a year and you text break up with me, I'm gonna be pretty pissed off about that. But like,
definitely.
Yeah, but
once again, if it's been like a couple
face
months,
face.
I'm like. Well.
In my experience, if I've ever broken up with someone, I'm a jerk just because I'm breaking up with someone. So I'm gonna be a jerk no matter if I do it face to face or through text. I do it face to face. I'm just making an argument through text. It's better than ghosting, but it's
definitely.
Like,
I guess harm reduction breakup.
Yeah, or even, like, maybe a hybrid's nice, too, to, like, ghost for 2 days, come back with, like, a text, then go, like, just buffer yourself from, like, a dropping an atomic bomb out of nowhere.
No. Psychologytoday.com. has three big tips to making what I'm calling a clean escape, to breaking up properly, basically. Then the first is be open, honest, and direct, of course. Number two, avoid blame. Number three, remember and share the positive. Basically, and they say this in the article, leave them better than you found them, if that's possible. Basically, let them. That one makes me think of, you know, you getting off the phone with someone, and you, and instead of saying, "Oh, I want to get off the phone," you say, "Oh, well, you need to go study for your test, or you need to go get to the comedy club, or you need to do this." Basically, letting them know that this breakup is going to be better for both of us. Try your best to make it a mutual breakup. Number four, from Psychology Today. Find mutual benefit. I kind of squeezed that in with the third one. You guys can react to that if you like. And also, I'm gonna throw this in here before I let you go. Before I let you respond, Matt. This is what I was telling Rachel before you joined us. This is what I think is one reason why breaking up. Let me say it this way. This is one reason that's impossible, or one reason that's impossible to be honest about when breaking up. Maybe you guys can help me to be honest about it, but I think, and I'm not talking about cheating, obviously, I think if you're going to break up with somebody, there's one thing that you just can't say. You got to lie, and that's that you just aren't pretty enough. You just aren't, you just don't cut it. I just don't think I don't know how to tell a woman that. I don't know how. But then again, that's my fault for dating a woman who I don't think is pretty enough.
Also, I don't date people I don't find very attractive, so I don't know.
What if you're caught? What if you're caught, Rachel? What if you're caught in a situation where you're going out with someone and you realize, you know what? There's too many people in the world prettier than you. So how do I do this? How do I let you know that?
Well, here's the thing I keep going back to is, like, there's a lot of attractive, if I'm dating you, like, actually dating you, not like I just banged you once, like, because everybody bangs an ugly person,
of course.
That's whatever, but, like, if we're seeing each other, it's because I care about you on some level, and you were initially hot. I don't really spend time, even my friendships, I'm not friends with ugly people, so, like, I'm friends with people I think are attractive. So I just, that's never been an issue for me. I've always been very attracted to people that I spend time with. I don't know. I don't think that would be an initial reason for me. I think I would just, maybe I'd say, like, I'm interested in someone else, but not like they're not hot enough because I'm too much of a, like, narcissist to date someone who is not attractive.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I've got that as well. I just don't want to be seen with anybody. I mean, none of us do. None of us do. But
it's a survival instinct.
Yeah. Most people date in their own bracket of attractiveness, and I think it takes some people a longer time to accept their bracket of attractiveness. They think they're a seven, so they try and date sevens. When really they only attract fours because they're a four. So I think being honest about how you look is really the thing there. You're not pretty enough and you're not smart enough. I think those are the things that I could never tell.
I would never say that. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, no way. All right, cool. I appreciate you joining us, my man. So any closing statements? Is there anything that you want to say, any advice on dating or advice on breaking up that you
want
to give before you go?
Do you want me to talk about something specific? You said you had, like, this big secret I could unveil. What do you want me to talk about? I'll talk about whatever you want.
No, man. I didn't say there was a big secret you had to unveil. I was just saying that you're my special guest for a special reason, and I was gonna let you know, because you had a divorce. That's why it's not a secret. I wasn't saying it's a, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible process.
Right.
So there you have it.
Right. Right. And you think that was as clean as possible?
Yeah, actually, I didn't really. You know what? I'm going to contradict myself. I did everything very upfront and honestly, and it was as clean as it possibly could be. Rather than, like, sugarcoating and this and that, I was very upfront. And luckily,
good.
I guess it all depends on the person. She's a cool, rational person. So, you know, she made it easier, too. So it all depends on the two people.
Yep, yep. That's real. That's real. Any more last words? Any advice you have? Any closing statements about the topic or about
no, just
that you want to give?
Be honest from the very beginning. You got to talk about stuff sometimes before you have sex. If you know you don't want to date someone, it's on you to tell them that before you have sex with them.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So before we get out of here, my friends, Rachel Fogletto, Matt McCusker, let us know what you have coming up that you want to that you can let people know about.
I don't know. I'm not in front of my calendar right now, but
I know. I wasn't prepared for this.
Cool.
You don't have to.
I got nothing, man. Social media.
You could say comedy for gentlemen, August 5th, at the Republican in South Philly. Great place to take a date.
Yeah. Catch me live.
Catch
me live in Hanover, PA, sometime in July, towards the end. It's 2.5 hours away from Philly, so come out there and check me out. Other than that, @MATTMUSKER on Twitter. That's it.
Cool. Well, you guys did very well being unprepared. whatever stuff you have coming up, let me know. I'm going to be throwing those things up on my on the show page, Comedy for Gentlemen, and wherever you're going to go see Matt McCusker in Hanover, PA. Listen here, Summer Love rolls on, baby. Next week, Summer Love continues with our Summer Love Phone Blast. That's right. Is age just a number? We're talking about dating outside your age bracket. Next week, baby, Summer Love. The most important thing is love, people. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love because all you've got to do, Rachel, is love God because God is love. And even if you're an atheist, God did it. You hear that, Rachel? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was wondering why I was included in this, but... But hey, it's all good.
We love you.
I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I appreciate y'all. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Later.